we got super high grade stuff there. And like I said, Equinox is, you know, they're got their federal permits and everything. They're, you know, pouring their dory bar, spent $100 million in CapEx and have 4 million ounces and beside us, right? And, but I think as I've watched Equinox go from Caliber Mines and so forth, as the development of Equinox, as this $2.6 billion deal that.
Chris Anderson, Great Atlantic Resources. Good afternoon. How are you?
Excellent. Good afternoon to you as well.
So I'd love to chat about your property and your project. Recently, been digging around and have found out about it. Let's start with that. What jurisdiction are you in? And then let's go down to the project. Tell me about the project.
Yeah, we're based in Newfoundland. We're in the Valentine Lake belt, and we're like literally right beside Equinox, like 1 kilometer is our map. And we've got a land package there that we acquired in 2015, December, right? You know, at the lowest point in the market. So we've got over 30 kilometers of high grade veins running from one end to the other. And we've been working in there, developing it and building up targets. And we've got on the upper portion of the Jacqueline main zone, we've got 120,000 ounces of gold running 10.4 grams per ton.
And high grade.
Yeah, it's fairly high grade. And the Equinox has got about 4 million ounces, and their land pack is about the same size as ours, right? And we're in the same belt there, but we probably got enough targets in there to drill for the next 2 or 3 years. But what we're focused on right now is this particular zone was chosen through a group with UBC, Memorial University, the government, Digital Cluster and Nova Mara to test a new technology that's never been done in the world before. And it's directional drilling with a bore drill. Now, directional drilling has been done in the oil fields before, right? Yeah. Never with the scale and scope of this. So we've, on our land package with all these multiple veins that we've got and everywhere we're focused on, we got approval from the Newfoundland government, who's also a partner and investor in there. And we're deploying about $3.8 million into the ground, non-dilutive capital to us, to do a 2,700 ton bulk sample there. And the camp is well underway and the drills are on site, and there'll be lots of news coming here shortly about that. We've got an excellent team out there, and the team that's come over is DDV. They've done most of the bore drilling and put in the windmills around the UK. They've built platforms out in the ocean. So it's a private company, well-known, good group of engineers. I've gone over there and met them, and they brought their drills over. And, so it's a 2.5 meter bore drill. And then, the head was made by a company out of Italy. So it's a custom made directional head for this drill, for this project. Right. And, so they're there now testing. We got everything in. We brought everything in through the ports. It's all there. We're ready to get going. And we're hoping to do a 2,700 ton bulk sample, complete that in the next 4 months.
Okay.
And I'm short selling you here a little bit, because Nova Mara is the ones that have developed this technology. And they've developed some really good underground imaging technology, which we've already drilled and we've mapped out all the veins. And then they're the ones that have designed and built this directional head that goes on a bore drill, right? So it's a game changer in the mining industry. And 3 years ago when we started and we signed up with these guys, you know, everybody was like skeptical, but now the imaging technology is being tested by the majors all over the world. Dustin, the president of Nova Mara, is flying everywhere and in discussions with a lot of major groups. But the bore drill and the directional head, this project in Golden Promise was chosen by a consortium of professionals in the mining industry and in the finance industry to test our particular project, the Jacqueline Main. And it's a $10 million budget overall. And that was to design and bring the drills over and get everything going. So, but there's $3.8 million going in the ground. And we hope that if this works out well, then we will, under the Small Mines Act in Newfoundland, move forward, and we can do 50 tons a year direct using this technology. And you're looking at, you know, probably somewhere less than 25% of traditional mining costs to do this, right? But that's what this test is about, is to find out what the actual costs are. And we got a bunch of news we're going to put out about the recoveries, and we've put in, Great Atlantic has put in, we're setting up a mobile processing plant right on site. So we'll be processing the gold there. And we, that was part of our bulk sample approval. So we'll, the free gold will be taken away and put into a safety deposit box at the bank. And then we got two cons that we're going to create, a 60%, 15% con. And those will be used for testing for building a recipe for our pouring dory bars. And if it all works out and the costs all work out, then we have an arrangement with Novamera to move forward over the next 5 years, have them as our contractors and DDB as the driller company to continue on with the project. We need to get a mining license. The property has had a mining license in the past, and that's basically surveying the area that we want to go and show that it's economic to move forward on this. And we got super high grade stuff there. And like I said, Equinox is, you know, they're get their federal permits and everything, you know, pouring their dory bar, spent $100 million in CapEx and have 4 million ounces and beside us, right? And, but I think as I've watched Equinox go from Caliber Mines and so forth, as the development of Equinox, as this $2.6 billion deal that they ended up doing, you know, a lot of their high grade was at depth. And they got an average around 2 grams, 2.5 grams. I haven't checked recently, but a lot of our stuff is high grade veins at surface across the 30 kilometers. So we mapped a lot of that out. We've got, we've done a bunch of drilling in there. We, you know, we just recently got a program to drill what's called the Jacqueline North vein. And we've got a permit there for 33 holes that we want to finance down the road. Because we think that interconnects with the Jacqueline main zone. So we think we've got a big system in there. Multi-million ounce is what we're hoping for, right? Like our neighbors. But the drill will tell the tale. And so far, you know, the sampling at surface and everything we've been doing, and plus the current resource that we do have, shows the great potential that this could be the case. And if this technology works for us, it would be a very expensive way. It'd be a game changer for the mining industry around the world. To go in and do mining on high grade narrow veins, right? It's a non-invasive technology. The water circulates through the drill. So you got great opportunities to work close to tributaries and rivers and in different areas where you wouldn't get the opportunity to do that. And it's kind of like RC drilling. A material comes up through the center of the drill, then we're going to be taking it in. It's going to go straight into a dump trailer, and we'll be moving it over meters away to our processing facility, and we'll be processing the gold there. We've got a crusher, a grinder, and float. We got two 150 concentrators, right? And if it all works out, it could be really a big game changer, not only for us but for the mining industry, right? And that property we've when we acquired it in 2015. It was a relatively new gold discovery in Newfoundland, because a lot of the patented land in Newfoundland was tied up under the railroads, and that got released in the 80s and 70s. And so this was a fairly new discovery. And so we got it off the original Bill Mercer, who since passed, who was a notable prospector, and we paid the property off now. So we own, actually in Great Atlantic, we've got a suite of properties. We own them all 100%.
You own them all 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
We started off as a joint venture model company, and then we focused in. We got a few key assets, and I think you'll see that we're going to want to lighten our load as we go along here. So we got a couple other deals, I think, that are going to come to fruition, and you'll see we'll joint venture off and just be focusing on Golden Promise, developing that potential, that property out.
Got it. So you answered a lot of my questions. I still want to ask them anyways. You commented that the Newfoundland government is more or less your partner. They put in $3.8 million as an investment. Is that correct?
Well, there's a few funding groups on the East Coast, MyTech, and then there's a big firm called Digital Cluster that was investing in Canadian new technologies. And this technology was chosen by Digital Cluster as their first mining project to invest in. And then the Newfoundland government put in $500,000. And they had input from Memorial University, UBC University. And so, and then there's one other contributing firm. So the $10 million is a combination of a few different groups that have put in money, and also Novamera. Novamera has raised about 4 million, or just shy of 4 million of the 10. And they're deploying that capital, investing it in our property, right? So
okay,
that's to build the equipment, bring it over, build the directional head, test out the, you know, the imaging technology, and then actually do the project. And so we've got three 100 meter holes going directly down the vein. They're kind of steering from surface because they've mapped it up with directional technology. And so it follows the vein as it goes down. That's the idea, right? The head can turn and follow the vein. And and then the material comes out. So you're limiting the amount of waste rock as best you can. And the you don't need the whole group of guys to build a portal to go in, right?
Yeah. No, I understand. I guess my question is, you have $10 million to do all of the drilling, and all of this is fully funded, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Music to my ears. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Equinox. As you said, a kilometer away from you, and they have a 4 million ounce property right there. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, when I say 1 kilometer away on our farthest boundary, we didn't stake right up to them over the years, right? There's a 1 kilometer space between them and us. And then our properties continue over 32 kilometer package along that.
Bend. Right there is what I'm trying to say, Equinox.
And then Newfound Gold is on the other side. Right.
So you're in the middle.
We're in the middle. We're one of three companies that actually has a resource there. There's an Australian company that has a resource on the far end. And then there's Equinox, and then there's us. And I know that Newfound Gold is working towards a resource as well. And then we also have a land package on the tail end of Newfound that we acquired, a tungsten asset that we put together and paid off many years ago. We also made we're the first in Newfoundland. We've recently been acknowledged as finding gem quality emeralds there, and the first to find emeralds in Newfoundland and the third to find emeralds in Canada. Whole other game in the company. I know there's a lot of investors that are interested in that. It's quite exciting to see that. And we'll be doing some work on that in September as well. We got a program designed for that and some groups that are interested in that. But that's our main focus is Golden Promise.
Got it. And let's talk about share structure here. How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted?
So we have 60 million shares out. Well, I'm personally the largest shareholder. Over the last, we did a lot of the financing of 40, 50, north of that, in that range. Eric Sprott was a big supporter in that financing. We've not rolled the company back. And so we've had some significant shareholders, high net worth investors that own positions in the company, with family and friends and supporters of the company have been supporting the company. We've done a couple of small financings over the last few years, but no marketing. Basically we're just trying to keep everything alive, pay off the assets, and keep everything in good standing, because we have a suite of 13 assets in the company, and we own them all now 100%. And Dave Martin, who works with me, is a geo that I've worked with now since the early 2000s. And him and I worked with another gentleman, a geologist out of the SL mining camp. We developed an asset in central New Brunswick called Sissonbrook. And that was took over by the Hunter Dickinson group, and it's got its federal permits and moving forward as a tungsten moly asset, right? So after that, Dave and I started putting together assets for Great Atlantic as a joint venture model, and picking up key things that we thought were of interest in Atlantic Canada, mostly because of synergy. Logistically, it's easy to move around there. You can, buy a coffee and drive to your property, we're in Grand Falls, and that's like 45 minutes from our project. So the guys stay in Grand Falls and drive there. It's not a big deal.
Sure, it's not a problem.
No, it's beautiful. And New Brunswick is a great, this project's in Newfoundland. New Brunswick's a great, a province to work in. We looked at it like a thin glacial till, and you lift it up and there's a jewelry box of all kinds of rare elements there. indium, dysprosium, neodymium, antium, you know, copper, cobalt, all those kind of things. So, we have a fair amount of assets there as well, but so that's what you asked me about share structure. So I own 30% of the company myself, and then, family and friends own a bunch. And then we have, like I said, a few high net worth investors that own just under 10% or 10%.
Right. Got it. So, you said some news would be hitting here from now until the end of the year. So you have a good news flow coming. That's my question.
Yeah, we've been focused on getting everything we wanted. And I've discussed this before. One of the big things about working in the mining space and the sensitivity of everything going on right now, because it's so difficult to raise capital, is false starts. And we haven't done any marketing. Right. And so now we're getting ready to bring on teams to work with us. So we've been meeting with different groups like yourself, and thank you for having me on. Now we're really focused on that. We've got a bunch of groundwork that we've done. We're like, you know, we're really set up now. So we'll be able to share that information in very short order with everybody. I think everybody will be surprised at how far down the road we are. We've reported that we brought the drills in. We've reported that, you know, we've shared a few things that's going on, but I think the size and the scope of the project itself is really going to, I think is really going to surprise people when they see what we're doing. And a lot of, you know, this is Nova Maris technology, and it's a company builder for them. And if it works, there's already a lineup of different companies around that want to get involved. And this works good on Great Atlantic. They're lining up to deploy this technology wherever they want. Fortunately, we made an agreement with Nova Mara that if this works, and at our discretion, if all the costs work the way we want and everything works the way we like it, that we have an agreement with them to continue on for the next 5 years and have them manage and mine our resource using their technology, right? And right. All the guys that are involved, DVD and the drillers and everything, they really know what they're doing, you know? So I got a lot of confidence. I went over to the Netherlands and met with them and had a lot of time to meet with the Nova Mara guys. And so we're quite fortunate to have a really good, if you go on Nova Mara's website, you'll see they got a good suite of people, you know, a really good technical team. And, so there's been a lot, you know, they're laying millions of dollars down, making this bet on our project, right? And I think if it works out, it's really going to change the optics for high grade mining on mines globally, right?
Got it. So let's go back to news flow coming out. Investors, they need to pay attention over the next 4 to 8 weeks. Would you say?
No, yeah, I think we're gonna have a lot of news. We got a lot of news coming in the pipeline here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, Chris, people want to find out more about you. Give me your website and give me your ticker symbols and what exchanges you're traded on.
Sure. It's Great Atlantic Resources, and the ticker symbol is GR. And we're currently in the midst of looking at getting set up in Europe as well. So I don't have the ticker symbol for that yet, but that's coming. And we'll trade on the Toronto Venture Exchange.
Okay. Excellent. I'll put all of this in the show notes below, both on the YouTube channel, the Apple and Spotify podcast. Chris, I want to thank you so much for your time. And then, we'll be following your story and your progress.
Thank you. Appreciate it.